Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day it is for politics, with all kinds of reverses and double reverses and triple reverses and surprises. The Republicans have been raising and spending a lot of money. But what's astonishing is that, okay, Trump has spent more money than anybody else. DeSantis is second. Who is third? That is a gigantic surprise. No, it's not Nikki Haley. It's not Tim Scott. Who is it? We will tell you on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also take a look at new polling data that indicates that President Trump, the more he gets indicted and the more that he is prosecuted, if not persecuted, the more popular he gets. There's a big new Morning Consult poll, which is the first poll ever in the campaign, to show that Trump has an advantage over Biden. He's beating Biden beyond what is the margin of error. And this at a time when that famous audio tape that Trump knew that he was making about displaying plans for the invasion of Iraq, and this is after his presidency, after he had any right to show these documents to anybody, he is showing them to a group of people, including a publisher and an author and people who are of various aides. So what's the deal? We will play that full tape for you. It's a couple of minutes. And it's hugely controversial. It is the very essence of the Trump prosecution for the possession of those unauthorized documents. We will also be speaking to somebody who became something of a public figure in the first impeachment. It's not because he was somebody who was advocating impeachment. He wasn't. He was a Trump appointee. Gordon Sondland had been appointed by President Trump to be our ambassador to the European Union, which is a very crucial position. Gordon now has a new memoir. It is called The Envoy, Mastering the Art of Diplomacy with Trump and the World. It's a real view inside the Trump administration. And we'll be speaking to Gordon Sondland about where he stands now. He describes himself as a Republican, very proudly, and a sensible centrist. What does that mean? There are more and more sensible centrists who are saying, okay, time for a third party, because if it's a race between Trump and Biden, they're both too old for the job. Trump is 77 now. He would be 78 by the time of the election or any inauguration. And Biden, of course, is 80. He would be 82 by the time, because of when his birthday falls, because of by the time he is inaugurated as president for a second term, 86 when he's done. So why is it that people are so fascinated with this third party idea? And is there any chance that any of these marginal figures who are getting so much publicity today, people like Cornel West and Robert Kennedy Jr. and Marianne Williamson, could they become serious third-party candidates? We will talk about that with Jonathan Allen of NBC News coming up on the Michael Medved Show. And we'll also be speaking a little bit to Ralph Reed, who is the organizer of that big Faith and Freedom conference where President Trump spoke, gave a conclusive speech, and he kicked off a new theme to his campaign, which I think is worth discussing. And if you have any calls you want to make about that new theme, you certainly can do so. Call us at 1-800-955-1776. What President Trump said is, I'm being indicted for you. That he was wearing as a proud badge of courage, he said, for every indictment that he received, and where he honestly felt that he was being indicted for us. Here is President Trump repeating that line today in New Hampshire, where he is campaigning. This is the former president of the United States, wants to be the next president of the United States. Listen.
Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists, indict me. I consider it a badge, a great, great, beautiful badge of honor and courage. Because I'm being indicted for you.
Okay, the question would be, this seems to be working for him, if you believe the polls, but if you believe that to be true, it's a great, big, beautiful badge of honor and courage. Where does any of the behavior for which he has been indicted so far, which includes playing hush money to porn stars, and which includes displaying documents that he admits right on the tape that they use, that he knew he was making, he knows he doesn't have any right to those tapes or those documents. He knows that he couldn't declassify them because this occurred after his presidency. Where is the honor and where is the courage? And he says the indictment is for you. Is there anyone out there who believes that you have been helped because President Trump was indicted? This is extraordinary. President Trump recognizing that he was what he was sharing with a group of people was secret information. Well, this is now on the Trump tape that occurred in Bedminster at his New Jersey resort. He said, this is the clip 14. Listen, President Trump.
Isn't it amazing? I have a big pile of papers. This thing just came up. Look. This was him. They presented me this. This is off the record, but they presented me this. This was him. This was the Defense Department and him.
Wow.
We looked at him. This was him. This wasn't done by me. This was him. Mm-hmm. All sorts of stuff. It's pages long. Look. Wait a minute. Let's see here. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I just found, isn't that amazing? This totally wins my case, you know. Except it is like highly confidential, yeah. Secret. This is secret information. Look at this.
Okay, he understands that it's secret information. And he's like a child when he says it's him, it's him. He's talking about the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, who had prepared, apparently, a secret agenda for President Trump about a potential invasion of Iran. It's all extraordinary. And it's all remarkable. So is what happened yesterday with the failing of the mutiny, of the coup, of the would-be revolution against President Putin in Russia. People say that Putin is weakened. Part of what you have here has been a pattern in Russian history. There's a good column about that, and frankly, when you think about it, and you think about what Russia has been through, not in the last 100 years of communism, but in the last 1,000 years, really, Russia has had a unique series of problems like this, and it actually changed my life in ways that I will talk to you about. That and more coming up with Ralph Reed in a little while here on the MedVed Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
With all due respect, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains, or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Medved Show, the Trump tape, there's something about a tape that means more when you actually listen to it than reading about it or reading a transcript. And they write about this and the discovery of the tape and the authorization by CNN, which got hold of the tape, which is clearly going to be a very key element in the trial that President Trump is going to be going through in Florida. CNN obtained the audio. This is from the hotline. Of former President Trump discussing a classified document in his possession in July of 2021. So it's a half a year since he has left the presidency. During the recording, Trump hints that the document contains details of a possible U.S. plan to attack Iran. The recording could undercut Trump's recent claim that he didn't have any documents with him and could be critical to Special Counsel Jack Smith's case against the former president. The episode is one of two referenced in the indictment where prosecutors allege that Trump showed classified information to others who did not have security clearances. Though some details of the recording were already public, the recording itself was not. Some of Trump's legal team have been aware of the recording since March, since federal prosecutors asked Trump aide Margo Martin about the meeting where the recording took place. Martin was present at that meeting. And one of the things that President Trump says on the tape, he makes it very clear that despite the fact that he said that he had already declassified everything, that this that he was showing off was not declassified. Listen, this is clip 15.
See, as president, I could have declassified. Yeah. Now I can't. You know, but this is.
Yeah,
now
we have a problem.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Okay, isn't that interesting? It's just so cool. Really? And what's so bizarre about this is that he knew that he was being taped. This wasn't a secret tape recorder. He was taping it because it was part of the preparation for a book that Mark Meadows, his chief of staff, was putting out. And here is a former Trump lawyer named James Schultz who says that, look, there's no question that this newly released audio can bolster the government's claim that the ex-president actually violated the Espionage Act. This is clip three.
If this evidence is admissible, and I imagine that they're going to try to challenge a number of different on a number of different fronts. I'm not sure where they make their argument here to exclude this evidence. But if it is admissible in court, it's certainly troubling for their defense, at least for Trump's defense in this. I mean, it bolsters the government's claim under the Espionage Act. It also bolsters their claim, you know, under the obstruction case, because, you know, one of the things he's been saying all along is that he could just, you know, wave a magic wand and these documents are declassified. And in this instance, in his own words, he's saying it's not declassified. So that's very troubling for him, no doubt about it. And, you know, I think the only, the big question is going to be what comes in at trial. Under the Classified Information Procedures Act, is this all going to be admissible? Probably so, and it's going to be a big hurdle for them to get over.
Yeah, it's a big hurdle. And Ari Fleischer, who was a former presidential press secretary for President Bush, he's been a loyal Republican. He's very much one of those people who wants a Republican nominee, probably Trump, to win this election. But he recognizes that this matter with the tapes and the documents is not something you can avoid or just all of a sudden say, I'm wearing this as a great, big, beautiful badge of honor. Here is Ari Fleischer and his impression. That's clip six.
I don't know what his defense will be over this document, but as somebody who used to routinely handle classified information, I do have to say that is not how you are supposed to handle it. If it is a secret, top secret, whatever the classification is document, you may not show it to anybody who doesn't have such a clearance. It may not leave a skiff. It can't be in a place like Mar-a-Lago, which was not a skiff. So on this, I'm not sympathetic. I've always said that he shouldn't have been indicted over this. I think that was overreach and it went too far. But I also think that the president went too far in taking classified documents. He should have returned them all when the government said they wanted them back.
Okay, again, obviously, if the government says you want them back, well, why not give them back? And meanwhile, with all of this going on, there's a headline, which I alluded to before. It says that tracking Republicans' 2024 primary support over time, Trump leads Biden by 3 percentage points in a hypothetical matchup. This is from Morning Consult. Former President Donald Trump continues to be the favorite for the Republican Party's 2024 presidential nomination, with 57% of potential GOP primary voters supporting his candidacy. But for the first time since tracking began in December, Trump also leads President Joe Biden by 3 percentage points in a hypothetical general election matchup outside the survey's margin of error. Here is another surprising aspect of things. The entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, who was pledged to spend up to $100 million of his own money, he's 37 years old, he is now backed by 6% of potential GOP primary voters, his best showing in Morning Consult surveys so far, following a steady improvement over the past week. Meanwhile, more than 4 in 5 potential GOP primary voters, 82%, said they'd never heard anything about former Texas Representative Will Hurd, who just announced his candidacy and actually is a very good guy, one of two black Republicans who are running for the presidential nomination. With three black Republicans who's... Oh, yes, that's absolutely right. Don't forget Larry Elder. It's Will Hurd, Larry Elder, and Tim Scott. Thank you very much. And none of them doing particularly well in the polls. Concerning the idea of President Trump getting united for all of us, indicted for all of us, for us, Chris Christie had a response to that. He's going to be joining our show tomorrow as a guest. But Chris Christie had this to say. But we will get to that. We will be speaking to Ralph Reed, who was the leader of the organization that invited President Trump to give that speech in which he said, "I'm indicted for you." Is this a martyr-like, a heavenly suffering? We'll get to that and more coming up with Ralph Reed.
Is that interesting?
The Michael Medved Show.
It's so cool.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News update. The severe weather that's hampered airline travel from the Northeast is pretty bad, well beyond the Northeast. Much of it thanks to a heat dome over Texas. The heat index in New Orleans could hit 120 tomorrow. Across the USA, getting around is not easy. FlightAware counts more than 4,500 canceled or delayed flights. The U.S. Supreme Court says state legislatures don't have the power to overrule their state Supreme Courts in some election issues. It's let stand a North Carolina Supreme Court ruling tossing out the congressional districts used in the last election. The Carolina court called them partisan gerrymandering. New home sales up by more than 12% last month, third straight month of increasing sales of new homes. Wheel of Fortune's new host next year is a familiar name, Ryan Seacrest. He says he's humbled to be stepping into the footsteps of Pat Sajak, who is leaving the show after next year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show. It is a pleasure to welcome back an old friend, Ralph Reed, who is the chairman of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, which just held a wildly successful get-together in Washington, D.C. at the Washington Hilton, where virtually all of the major presidential candidates on the Republican side showed up and spoke. And some of them got very warm responses. Certainly President Trump did. Some of them got booed and had some warm responses back. That was the case for Governor Chris Christie. Ralph is the author of For God and Country, The Christian Case for Trump, that came out in time for the last election, the election that Trump still believes that he won the election of 2020, but the votes actually show a different story. First of all, Ralph, you're clear that President Biden actually won that election in 2020, aren't you?
My position has been pretty consistent, and that is that there was a lot of funny business. There were a lot of shenanigans, including mailing absentee ballots and mail-in ballots to every registered voter, including Pennsylvania, extending the time for which those ballots could come in to 5 days after the election in clear violation of Pennsylvania law. And I could go on, but there's no point. There's been no evidence or case litigated that showed that had those things not happened, that it would have changed the outcome of the election. But they clearly took advantage of a pandemic and gamed the system. And I genuinely do not believe the election was fair, but Biden won.
Okay, okay. So at least we've got Biden winning without any question. I wanted to ask you.
I can just tell you this, Michael, and we don't need to get off on this, but I know what happened in Georgia. They harvested ballots in apartment complexes and assisted living facilities in clear violation of Georgia law. So there were a lot of shenanigans, but Joe Biden's president.
Right. And do you agree that it's probably not productive at this point to replay some of the arguments about the election of 2020?
Yeah, I would say the only thing that is productive that we've been doing at Faith and Freedom for the years since 2020 is passing election integrity legislation in every state that we can. We've done it so far, Michael, in 19 states to make sure that what they did in 2020 they can never do again. And again, we're here to talk about something else. I can come back another time and talk about that. But, and by the way, let me be clear about this. You and I have been friends a long time, over 30 years. This did not begin with Donald Trump. It will not end with Donald Trump. If the Democrats can steal an election, they will do it. And that's not hyperbole. I lived through the 2000 campaign. They were going to keep counting in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach until they stole that election. And the only thing that kept it from happening was us going all the way to the Supreme Court. So this is nothing new. It didn't begin with Trump. It won't end with Trump.
Okay, in terms of one of the things that Trump said, he spoke for 90 minutes on Saturday night at Faith and Freedom, right?
Right.
And the most striking aspect of his remarks was saying that he got himself indicted for us. Do you understand that?
Well, I think what he's saying is that there's a two-tiered system of justice in this country, and that the reason why the legal system is being directed so unfairly towards him when it wasn't directed, just as an example, towards Hillary Clinton in 2016 when James Comey falsely said at a news conference that he wasn't even authorized to hold and wasn't authorized to speak on behalf of the Department of Justice, that no prosecutor would have ever prosecuted Hillary Clinton for her misuse of classified material on a homebrewed email server. I think the reason for that is because Donald Trump stands and fights for the values that many of these people cherish in their hearts and which animate their lives. And again, that didn't begin with him either. I mean, remember, in 1992, this was 31 years ago, a special counsel appointed by an attorney general named the incumbent president of the United States as an unindicted co-conspirator in the indictment of Cap Weinberger on the Thursday before the 1992 election. That, in my view, was a tremendous abuse of power. It's one of the reasons why the independent counsel statute was allowed to expire. I saw many of my friends in the Bush 43 administration mistreated in the same way. The Valerie Plame investigation, which led to the indictment and conviction of Scooter Libby, and which put Karl Rove in the legal crosshairs. So I think this has been going on for a long time, and I think the grassroots conservatives have had it, and they want it changed.
Hey, even at the expense of, because I know that you understand, because you're a historian, that the Attorney General is not supposed to be the creature of the president. He is not a legal representative of the president. He's a representative of the whole country. And sure, some sort of independence for the Department of Justice is necessary, is it not? And by the way, it's fairly obvious that President Trump believes that some kind of independence is necessary because he had big problems and big disagreements with both of his attorneys general, both Jeff Sessions and Bill Barr. who did not do Trump's bidding in every case.
Right. You know, it's a complicated issue. It's something that would take a long time for us to discuss. But I think, as I said, there's two sets of rules. You know, when John Ashcroft was Attorney General, he appointed an outside counsel that investigated the Bush administration on the Valerie Plame leak. And you may remember that President Bush, my dear friend, a man who I have tremendous respect for, directed every member of the White House staff to cooperate fully with that investigation or resign. Now we have a situation where, in my view, Michael, without knowing all the facts, you know, I only know what I'm seeing in press accounts, it appears that the son of the incumbent vice president of the United States either systematically violated multiple federal laws, including the Foreign Agent Registration Act, and who knows what else, set up shell corporations receiving tens of millions of dollars from foreign governments, including hostile powers, and did so while peddling his access to the incumbent vice president. And, you know, all he's getting is a couple of misdemeanor pleas.
Well, he's also getting a pretty full dance card with an investigation very, very quickly, Ralph Reed. Of all of the candidates who spoke at the Faith and Freedom, is there one or maybe two who stood out as helping their cause, particularly through their address to the delegates there?
I think Trump did tremendously. I think Ron DeSantis did a lot to help himself. He was extremely well received. I think Nikki Haley, I think Vivek Ramaswamy, I think Tim Scott, and I think Mike Pence, who hadn't been to this conference in a couple of years and came in and did outstanding and was well received. It's a long list. Michael, we're not going to be endorsing in the primary. We're matchmakers, not kingmakers. We're going to let these voters decide, and that's why we invited them all, and that's why they all came. We gave them all a platform.
And there certainly is a lot to decide among. This is Ralph Reed, who is the chairman of the Faith and Freedom Coalition. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. This is Michael Medved, and when you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, fast food, that can make your body acidic, and every disease known to man can attack you and still win. Hospitals and doctors have nothing to unlock your immune system, but now there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. I use Balance 7 every day. Try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order, plus a free bottle of my Smooth Skin for first-time gallon orders. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. All you need to do is mention my name, Medved, or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or visit balance7.com. Get healthy, feel better with Balance 7. Use the code word Medved.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Show, joined for a few minutes more with my friend Ralph Reed of the Faith and Freedom Coalition. And one of the things that I think struck everybody, and it was a comment made by my producer, Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, is that the CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Committee, is usually put forward as, well, that is the big event other than a national convention in presidential election years. But I think in terms of the leaders of the party and virtually all the leaders of the party coming out together to participate in the Faith and Freedom Coalition Road to a Majority conference, that was... this last year, that's been the biggest conservative Republican gathering anywhere, hasn't it, Ralph? In terms of the participation of party leadership.
I think it has been, Michael, and, you know, nothing against CPAC. I've spoken and attended many times, and Matt Schlapp's a good friend, and I think ACU does a great job at CPAC. But I think in terms of the faith-based constituency, which is, after all, the most dominant and energetic and dynamic single bloc in the Republican Party, if not in the electorate, I think Road to Majority has reached that point. And I think, as I said, we're fair to everybody. We don't put our finger on the scale. We try to facilitate a platform and an opportunity for every candidate and their campaigns to make their case and to build a relationship with people of faith and with faith leaders that is based on mutual respect and understanding. And we really believe, Michael, if we do that, that everybody wins. So, you know, we give a platform to people that we don't agree with on everything. Frankly, some that we don't agree with on quite a few things, because we don't view our role as the one to screen these candidates for the voters. We're going to let them decide. And I think the success of Road to Majority conference this weekend vindicates that that's a wise and good strategy.
Well, Chris Christie was, to some extent, I mean, I guess the one most controversial speaker that you had. And you pointed out that, yes, he was booed, and he told the crowd, you can boo all you like. But he describes himself as a person of faith, and he also got some cheers. What did he get cheered for from the representatives at Road to Majority?
Well, he said that Trump had let us down, and there were some boos when he said that. And then he said, "You can boo me all you want, but my faith and your faith teaches that we should be accountable for our actions, and we should take responsibility when we make a mistake." And he said, that's what our faith teaches, and that should be applied to everybody, including President Trump. And when he said that, he got applause and cheers. Now, I've noticed on a lot of news websites, they cut the clip off when the boos occur because they don't want to show him being cheered. It's another example of them driving a narrative that people of faith are wedded to Trump. They won't listen to anybody else. That's just not true. He got a fair hearing. He was the first pro-life governor in New Jersey since Roe v. Wade. He defunded Planned Parenthood in the state budget every year he was governor. He's a good friend of this organization. He was really received a very warm welcome other than that one line.
And in terms of this new Gallup poll that just came out, shows that it breaks down church attendance. And church attendance has come almost all the way back from where it was before the pandemic. It's still about 5 points below, 5 percentage points below what it was in the pandemic. But among Republicans, 40% of all people who identified as Republicans said they had attended church, synagogue, mosque, or temple in the past 7 days, which I think is more than people would even recognize. I mean, I know that the exit polls, they generally say that evangelical Christians and people who describe themselves born-again Christians constitute 24% to 28% of the electorate. Well, here it is. Yep. It's 40% of the Republican Party, 25% of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I think church attendance is coming back, and there's been a lot written and speculated, Michael, about the decline in church attendance in the overall population compared to, say, 30 or 40 or 50 years ago, and particularly among millennials and Gen Xers. And there's a lot of talk about the rise of the so-called nuns, you know, those who have no religious affiliation, don't attend church and don't worship. I tend to be very glass half full in my view of those numbers. For one thing, it is always the case that single young people tend to fall away from church, and then when they get married and have children, they come back. There's nothing new about that. Secondly, even when you drill down in the numbers and you look at the people who aren't going to church, they say they believe in God, they have faith, many of them still read the Bible. And we've just got a lot of work to do, not only with church, but with all institutions. There's been an eroding of trust in major institutions, almost everything except the military, Michael, and the church has been no exception. But again, if you look at the electorate, evangelicals are 25% to 30% of the electorate. And when you add in frequently mass attending Catholics, that is to say Roman Catholics who are pro-life and hold to the teachings of the church, and they attend mass once a week or more often, it's 40% of the entire electorate, the biggest constituency in the electorate, bigger than the black vote, the Hispanic vote, and the union vote combined. They're not going anywhere, and they're going to remain a vital part of the discussion in our country, in civic affairs and public policy, and anybody who suggests otherwise is kidding themselves.
What do you make of the fact that even among a lot of people who do appear to be believers, there seems to have been, there was a front page analysis about this in the New York Times, but a reduced support for the pro-life cause. In other words, it's still a powerful movement in America, but it used to be evenly divided. Now they are saying that 61% of the people in this country believe that Roe v. Wade should not have been overturned in the Dobbs decision. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, look, I think that Dobbs was the most significant overturning of a long-time church precedent since Brown v. Board in 1954. And I think it was delusional to think that overturning a 50-year precedent of that kind, that had been the foundation of abortion policy for a half century, was not going to be a shock to the system. We knew going in that the polling showed that the majority of Americans didn't want to see that overturned. We knew that was what the polling showed, but it was wrongly decided. It represented judicial overreach. It represented an attempt to remove an issue that is a deeply moral and personal issue to tens of millions of Americans and remove it from the political and legislative process and resolve it by court decision. And that did not work. It only divided our country more. And as the Wall Street Journal said in their lead editorial, I think on Friday or Saturday, Michael, you know, you've got some states that have banned abortion since conception, most restricting it either after a discernible heartbeat or after the first trimester. 24 states have acted. Other liberal states like California, Illinois, and New York have liberalized and made them even more liberal. And you know what? That's called democracy. I may not agree with all of it, but I'm confident that over the next, you know, let's call it a 5 to 10 year horizon, that this will shake out and that people will come to understand that they got a say in the matter. And I think those numbers will turn around.
In terms of other issues, what would you consider to be the priority issue for people of faith beyond the issue of human life?
Well, I think parental rights, the ability of parents to have a say in their child's education, not limited to but including expanding school choice and making it universal. I think religious freedom, support for Israel, and growing this economy and ending this inflation. I think those are all big issues for people of faith.
Ralph Reed, a very busy time. Congratulations on your great success for Road to the Majority for Faith and Freedom, and wishing you continued success for the sake of your family and our country, this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.